DOT surveys eagles along the Haines Highway, and enhancing habitat at a Haines area pond. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The Alaska Department of Transportation will be conducting a survey of eagle nests along the Haines Highway on Wednesday. Surveys will be carried out from a helicopter flying at 300 feet or higher. According to the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, any activity that might impact nesting eagles requires a permit from Fish and Wildlife Service. DOT carries out surveys of nests every year in communities undergoing construction projects. After locating occupied nests, DOT's Environmental Compliance section guides the contractor carrying out the construction to meet Fish and Wildlife Service permits that protect nesting bald eagles. Occupied nests require buffers anywhere from 330 feet to half a mile to minimize vibration and noise impact on the eagles. DOT will be flying the entire Haines Highway from the ferry terminal out to the Kahini Bridge on May 23rd. The survey will take about 4 hours. Alaska's DOT's South Coast Region Information Officer, Ora Landau, says helicopters will be flying in circular patterns to get a good view of the nests.
What is more surprising to people is that a helicopter might be circling around and around, and that's the circular flying pattern where the scientists are looking into the nests to see if there are eaglets in the nest.
In July, a second survey will be conducted to determine which nesting pairs have produced eggs and chicks. A local environmental group is aiming to enhance a pond near the Kahini River Bridge off of the Haines Highway. The pond sits near the bridge, about 26 miles out the highway. Derek Poinsett is the science director at the Tokchinook Watershed Council.
We are working on a plan to create wetlands on the north shore of the pond that's now just kind of a big barren gravel pad.
Tokchinook is working with the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and Alaska State Parks.
It'll turn an area that basically is not wildlife habitat or fish habitat of any kind right now, and it'll become habitat for rearing salmon. They're rearing coho salmon in that pond, and they'll use some of that zone and for birds, and you know, probably the occasional moose will wander out there. So yeah, basically that's the idea, is to turn an area that is not habitat into an area that is good wildlife and fish habitat.
Poinsett says that work will pay for the project. The Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition wants to fund it through the Southeast Alaska Mitigation Fund.
The wetland creation itself is what's going to fund the project. It's going to go into a system where the credits for the habitats that will be created will be sold to developers to use as their required mitigation for development projects.
But the proposal also aims at improving the pond for recreational activities.
As part of that project, we'd like to develop a picnic area and perhaps a shelter and even a toilet, fire rings, and maintain the swimming access.
The pond is about 8 acres, and much of it lies within the bounds of the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve.
So anything that we end up doing there will have to be supported by state parks and by the Bald Eagle Preserve Advisory Committee and those folks, and they'll be partners and advisors and all that through the whole project.
The groups are currently looking for feedback on the proposed plans.
We primarily need comments from people who use the pond for recreation and to give us their input of how big the parking area should be, should there be vehicle access right to the lakeshore, and that sort of thing.
Poinsett encourages anyone with ideas or comments to get in touch with the Watershed Council. If the plans move forward, the work may start in the spring of 2019. The Alaska Marine Highway System got what it asked for in the legislature's operating budget. Lawmakers okayed the system's request in their spending plan for the next fiscal year, which begins July 1st. General Manager Captain John Falvey says the budget funds an 8-week increase in service.
That gives us about 345.9 weeks, a little bit more technically than last year because of different ship configurations. Some ships are more expensive or not than others to run. So it gives us a nice mix for the upcoming year.
The Marine Highway faced a shutdown in April due to a lack of money. A little-known budget provision, some called it a dirty trick, diverted ferry funding to cover Medicaid program shortfalls. But Governor Bill Walker replaced that money in a supplemental budget request, which the legislature approved. Earlier this spring, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska was awarded $50,000 from Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium as part of the Healthy Is Here grant program. The tribe plans to send kids to summer camp with part of the money and support its traditional foods program with the rest. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, awarded $750,000 in grant money to each of the 15 tribes that are a part of the SEARCH Consortium, including Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Martha Pearson, Director of Health Promotions, says the Healthy Is Here program, the brainchild of CEO Chuck Clement, is a way for SEARCH to invest extra funds back into the communities it serves.
Over the years, we've worked with different communities on how to best foster a healthy environment for the people who live there and individual health for people who are trying to stay healthy. Mr. Clint thought, well, let's just put the resources in the hands of the local community to decide for themselves what they'd like to do to foster health in their community. And they can be creative with it. They can tailor it to their specific needs.
Sitka Tribe decided to split that money down the middle, awarding $25,000 to the Social Services Department. That money will fund summer youth scholarships. Melanie Board of STA's Social Services Department says tribal citizens can apply for the scholarships offered at $250 per child to help fund a summer camp experience.
Whether that be swimming camps, soccer camps, fine arts camp, whatever kind of supervised camp is available to our youth.
The other $25,000 was allocated to the Resource Protection Department to support the traditional foods program, covering field cost, staff cost, maintenance, and subsistence supplies. Resource Protection Director Jeff Feldpouch says he hopes the funds will allow them to bring in more subsistence food.
It is definitely a shot in the arm to the program. I know the last couple of years we've been spending a lot more staff time and fuel chasing herring around the sound. So at the end of the year, it kind of leaves us a little short on funds to be able to, you know, harvest deer, that kind of thing later in the season. So this will help get us through that shortfall.
SEARCH plans to offer Healthy Is Here grants annually. Applications for youth summer camp scholarships are available at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Social Services Office. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight.